Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The air we breathe is too polluted and we must take action. This is the message from several charities today on the National Day of Air Quality. The WWF and Greenpeace are pointing the finger of responsibility at the state and have called for ambitious measures to tackle polluted air as a health issue. The charities are particularly calling for a clampdown on diesel cars that do not meet anti-pollution standards. Meanwhile, the group UFC Que Choisir has launched a petition to demand the removal of extra tax on fuel. The price of an oil barrel has undergone a record increase after an attack took place on a Saudi Arabia oil field. Currently, the tax stands at 14 cents on a litre of gasoline and 12 cents on a litre of diesel. Dr. Pechier will know today if he will remain free. The Court of Cassation will examine the case of the anaesthetist from Besançon, accused of 24 cases of poisoning patients, including 9 fatally. Emmanuel Macron will be in Italy today. The president is hoping to give a new lease of life to the Franco-Italian relationship. This has been one that has proved tense over the last few months, particularly when it comes to immigration. Macron will be meeting Italy's new government cabinet, which is just 1 week old, following the fall of the far-right Matteo Salvini. And finally, Spain is headed for legislative elections once again, the fourth in 4 years. With no majority party in parliament, it has been impossible to guarantee the formation of a government. This has been the failure for the current head of the socialist government, Pedro Sanchez. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.